In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Abomination of desolation. These are the words of Daniel the prophet. For the believers of the Old Testament, abomination of the desolation refers to the loss of the presence of God in the Temple of Jerusalem, and also the continuous sacrifices offered there, interrupted. This abomination of desolation came about when the Jews became indifferent to God's law and even to God himself. Eventually, a pagan king invaded the temple and put a stop to the continual offering of sacrifices. Pagan priests brought in idols and forced the Jews to worship them. It was about 200 years before Christ. And this is a question that we find us asking ourselves today. Is this abomination of desolation mentioned by Jesus referring to our time with the recent event in the church? Without any doubt, Pope Pius XII, when he was the young Cardinal Pacelli, seemed to be prophesizing the abomination of desolation in our time when he wrote, "I am worried by the Blessed Virgin's message to Lucy of Fatima. The persistence," he said, "of Mary about the dangers which menace the Church is a divine warning against the suicide of altering the faith, the liturgy, the theology, and the soul of the Church. I hear all around me innovators who wish to dismantle the sacred Church, reject her ornaments, and make her feel remorse for her historical past. A day will come," these are still the words of Cardinal Pacelli, "a day will come when the civilized world will deny God, when the Church will doubt, as Peter doubted. She will be tempted to believe that man has become God. In our churches, Christians will search in vain the red lamp where God awaits them. Like Mary Magdalene weeping before the empty tomb, they will ask, where have they taken him?" This is the end of the quote. Nowadays, we see the Church gripped in terrible tribulations. An evil in the Church herself is reaching its culmination, and the current situation shows how much this evil has penetrated and reached its peak with relativism, materialism, idolatry, and complete anthropocentrism. Man is the center of all that is on earth, and immutable truth does not exist. Currently, these ways of thinking bring a contamination in the theology, in the liturgy, and in the life of the Church. It is a new kind of religion, we could say. Is this new kind of religion the attempt to change genetically the teaching of the Church? Is that the abomination of desolation? The answer is that we do not know, and that Jesus himself told us, "You know not the day nor the hour." But we have to be aware of what he told us. Abomination of desolation. What we do know is that we have to protect and to promote the pearl that Jesus gave to us, that Jesus gave to his church. The apostle Saint Paul said that where sin abounds, grace superabounds. Therefore, where there is so much darkness, there shines the light of divine and eternal truth. You have the power, but we have the faith. That is what the simple man of faith can say to those in power, because those in power are permeated with the spirit of the world, the naturalistic spirit, and a lack of supernatural faith. They might have entered high ecclesiastical offices. They might have power even to shut the mouth of the true believers with their power, their money, their reputation, the media support, and an avalanche of public praise. But we have the faith. In two words, we are Roman Catholic. They have the power, but we have the faith. And we have Our Lady. We know that we are on a battlefield, but we know who will be victorious: Christ. And the Mother of God is our Mother, and the Mother of the Church. She protects us with her maternal protection. It seems like a good time to pray to the Mother of the Church like never before. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.